Now, let's turn again with the children to the Bible. You remember, boys and girls, last week we looked at those two young men, two babies to start with, the two first babies ever born into this world, Cain and Abel. The next part of the Bible, really, that we come to that we want to look at is something that's very, very well known, I'm sure, to all of you. And it's when God tells that man, Noah, to build an ark and to come into it with his family and with all the animals. I'm sure each and all of us have some kind of a picture in our mind with regards to Noah's ark, as it's called, and how God told Noah to make that ark and come into it, as I say, with his family and with all the animals. Now, the most important thing to realize, boys and girls, is why God told Moses to make that ark and the lessons that the ark and Noah's ark sets before us. Very often, it's easy just to get a story into your mind. You don't really understand why God told the people to do the particular thing. And when it comes to Noah's ark, it's very, very important to realize what Noah's ark is all about. Now, Cain and Abel, you remember, and they weren't the first, but they weren't the only people that were born into this world. And there were many other sons and daughters that Adam and Eve had, and then they would have had children, so that the whole earth began to be populated with people. Now, something that was very different from the people in those days, from us today, is this, that they lived for a very long time. They lived hundreds and hundreds of years. And we might think, well, if God gave them long lives like that, then they would be very thankful to God and they would glorify God in their lives. But they didn't. They did the very opposite. And it seems that the longer they lived, the worse they got in their lives, until it came to the point where God said that he was going to judge people on account of their wrong lives, on account of their sin, on account of their disobedience to him. And so he was going to destroy the earth, he said, and he was going to destroy the earth with a flood that would come on the whole earth. Now, there was one man who wasn't like the others, and that man, of course, was Noah. So God told Noah how he was going to escape this great flood, this judgment that was going to come on the earth. He told Noah then to build what was called an ark. And this ark was really like a big box. Sometimes we think it's like a boat, but it wasn't really like a boat. It was more like a big box because it wasn't to sail anywhere, you see. It was simply to float on top of the water. So God told Noah then to build this ark, and he did it. Took an awful long time and an awful lot of work, but Noah did exactly what God told him to do. Now, Noah not only built this great big box, this ark, but Noah also preached. And day after day after day, while he was building the ark, he also preached to the people and told them that God was angry with them on account of their sin. But they didn't listen, of course. In fact, no doubt, they would have laughed at Noah. You see, Noah would have lived in a desert, maybe. And imagine building a big kind of boat or a box that was to float in the desert. The sea was miles and miles away. And also, it had never rained. It had never, ever rained on the earth, because God moistened the earth in a different way. And only then, when the flood came, was the first rain going to come. And then Noah, of course, was going to go into the ark. So the day came when, in fact, God told Noah to come into the ark, and come into the ark with all his family and with all the animals. And God drew all the animals, two by two, as it says, from the left and the right and from the center, and he brought them all into the ark. And then the Bible tells us a very remarkable thing. It says that God shut the door of the ark. Noah didn't shut the door. God shut the ark. And there was Noah then inside the ark with his family and with all the animals. And then one day it began to rain. And the rain came heavier and heavier and longer until the water started to rise up. Then you see, boys and girls, those people who had laughed at Noah and hadn't believed Noah what he said, then no doubt they would have come hammering on that ark to let them in. Noah couldn't let them in because, you remember, God had shut the door of the ark. And so the flood came and the waters rose up, and God did destroy the earth with a flood. You see the great lesson then, boys and girls, it's this. The great lesson is that the Bible always tells us about Jesus Christ. You remember last week we spoke about Cain and Abel. You remember how those two young men wanted to worship God, but the only way that the one could worship God acceptably was by coming in the way that God said. Well, when we stand and look back into the Old Testament, we can really understand the great lessons of all the things we're told in the Old Testament. And the ark in which Noah escaped from the flood, that's really like an illustration of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that it's only when we're safe in Jesus Christ are we safe from the judgment of God. God judges people for their sins. He judges people, the Bible tells us, because they don't believe in his name, because they don't trust in him with all their hearts. That's what the flood really teaches us and really tells us. It tells us that God is righteous, tells us that God does judge sin. But of course, when God provided a way for escape for Noah, that's really to remind us that there is a way for us to escape the judgment of God, and that is by believing in Jesus Christ, the Savior. So remember the story. You know the story, no doubt, well, about Noah and his ark, but the great lesson is just as Noah escaped in the ark, so we escape the judgment of God by being in Jesus Christ, by trusting in Jesus Christ, by having faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior. So bear that in mind. And when you do read the story or hear the story or are reminded of it, think above all things that you need to be safe by trusting in Jesus Christ, the Lord.